안녕하세요. Hello. So welcome to the second special episode of season one. And this week we're gonna be talking about Korean swear words. And we call this 욕설 in Korea. So 욕설 means swear words. So obviously this episode is going to be explicit because we are going to be covering swear words. So if you don't want to listen to anything explicit and you don't want to learn about swear words, then don't listen to this episode. So this is just a disclaimer right now. So don't listen if you don't want to learn about swear words and explicit material. And yeah, then let's get started. Okay, so first of all, a lot of words in Korean, a lot of 욕, a lot of swear words add 개. So 개 literally means dog, but people often add it to in front of a word to make it a swear word. And this isn't for every word. You can't add 개 in front of everything. But like for example, 개소리. So 개소리. So 소리 means sound. And 개 again is dog. But when you add the two together, you get 개소리, which means something that's crap or something that's bullshit. And you can do this for quite a few other words. And the next word we're going to learn is 년. So 년 is basically bitch. And the next word is 닥쳐. And 닥쳐 basically is shut up. And it's not as explicit as like shut the fuck up, but it's still pretty rude to say. So don't say 닥쳐 if you don't want to be rude. And another one is 돌았냐. So 돌았냐 is a question and it's asking, are you crazy? Are you fucking crazy? So if someone does something that's really crazy and that just doesn't make sense, you might be like, 너 돌았냐? Like, are you fucking crazy? And this next one is 또라이. So 또라이 means crazy bitch. So it's just someone who's like out of their mind, who's being just really crazy, then you might call them a 또라이. And this next one is 바보. And 바보 really isn't a swear word. It's an insult, but people also use it pretty jokingly. So 바보 is like what you would call someone who's dumb or stupid. But this can also be, it's not really a swear word, it's not really explicit. Like people will just, like little kids will call each other 바보. So it's kind of like freak, you know? People are like, you freaking blah, blah, blah. And that's like the children's version of fuck. And this next one is 변태. And 변태 means pervert. And this next one is actually 새끼, which actually means baby. It literally means baby, but it can mean like bitch or like you fucking bitch. So you can actually add 변태 and 새끼 together to get 변태새끼. So that's like you fucking pervert. And this last one is probably one of the most commonly used swear words in Korea, and it's 씨발. And 씨발 is basically fuck. So, and this is used like, you know, if you drop something on your foot and it hurts, you might be like, ah, 씨발, 아파. Like, oh fuck, that hurts. And it's used in a variety of circumstances. And yeah. So those are just some of the swear words that are used in Korea. And there's actually a lot of swear words. And I think there's a lot more swear words than there is in English. So, like for some of these, as I mentioned, like 년 can mean bitch, but you know, 새끼 can also mean bitch. So there's a lot of different words that people use for swearing in different circumstances, and 새끼 and 년 aren't exactly the same word. And I wouldn't say that they directly translate to bitch because there's a lot of Korean swear words, but those are just some that I decided to pick and talk about today since they're pretty commonly used. So, you know, if you go to Korea, you'll probably hear this one day since, you know, a lot of people swear, not even just in Korea, but just in America and all throughout the world. So you might hear this in the streets or in everyday conversation when you're talking to maybe a friend. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. And we'll have another very short special episode next week. And Of course, fill out the suggestions form if you have any suggestions for future topics, and especially season 2 if you'd like to see us talk about something. And that's pretty much it. 그럼 다음 주에 봅시다. See you next week.